Boker Tov. A scholar by the name of Robert Alter, who has become famous in the world of biblical studies, is a very recent translation of the Torah that's supposed to be very popular. And years ago, he wrote a book, The Art of Biblical Narrative. And he has an idea, he coined a phrase that always has been very meaningful to me. It's called a type scene. It's a type scene. It means there are lots of scenes in the Torah that kind of repeat. They're like a motif that you're like, oh, okay, I recognize that storyline. That's happened before. I know what's going to happen. Except the purpose of the type scene is for you to say to yourself, I think I know what's going to happen, but if I start reading it more carefully, maybe I'll notice that things have actually changed. Okay, so for example, how many of the Avot met their spouse at a well? Except that not all of the well scenes are actually the same. But the fact that you say, hey, the well's a good meeting place, it's a great place to find somebody, it makes us imagine there's a comparison. And then when we read it carefully, we realize there's not. That's my example. This week's parsha in the fifth Aliyah, we have another type scene. And that is, God says, dear Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, go to a city and build a Mizbeach. And what are you supposed to do at the Mizbeach, usually? Vayikra b'shem Hashem. Go build anything from a JCC to a shul, a yeshiva, a kiruv center, whatever the Mizbeach is going to function as. Vayikra b'shem Hashem. Avram does it multiple times. Yitzchak does it. So finally, Yaakov is called to do it. He's supposed to go to Beit El, and he's supposed to build a Mizbeach and continue on the legacy of his parents. So far, so good? Okay, except that's not what it says. This week's Parsha, the type scene, is totally off. Because it's meant for us to realize how different is the Mizbeach that Yaakov builds than the Mizbeach that every other of the Avot built. So with that, we're going to read a little. I'm in Parak Lamed Hey, and God says, Kum ale Beit El v'shev sham. Go to Beit El and live there. Now listen carefully. What should you do there? V'azeh sham Mizbeach l'kel. Yofi. Go make a Mizbeach for God. Hanerei Elav. The one who, you know, appeared to you in that dream. In the beginning of last week's Parsha. And then Yaakov does something that none of the Avot have ever done before him. It's actually a really surprising pasuk. Vayomer Yaakov el beito v'et kol asher imau. Yaakov doesn't turn to the world. He doesn't turn to pagans and Canaanites and say, this is who God is. He turns to his family. He turns to the people with him. Heisiru et Elohei anechar asher b'tochachem. Oh boy. What's he saying to them? Dear children, wives, servants, take away all the pagan gods, the idolatry that you have on you. Yeah, it's not in my Little Midrash Says story. What? Why do they even have that stuff? V'hitaru v'hichlifu simotchem. It's time to undergo a process of tahara, of purity. Change your clothing. Jump in the mikvah. We have a very different scene. The Avot, Avram and Yitzchak, have always looked at the world around them. They've always looked towards spreading monotheism around Canaan and Mesopotamia. Yaakov is not yet there. Yaakov realizes, or God tells Yaakov, listen, you need to clean up at home. Your family needs some help. And I just want you to imagine, Yaakov's family has been through a lot. You know, we hear the story through the eyes of Yaakov mostly. But they've been living, they grew up in the house of Laban, which apparently, not the greatest influence. Financially, stealing, trickery. We then go to the city of Shechem, where apparently also not a great place. Dina had some trouble, girls, guys, the brothers, kind of brings out the violent part from them, and then they go ahead and they take the, wipe out everyone and take all the spoils of the city. Yaakov, it's time to clean up house. It's time to focus on your family. It's hot time to look at them and to undergo a process of purification, to get rid of the external influences but to focus on God and the destiny of Am Yisrael. The truth is that every family needs a Yaakov. Every family needs someone to at some point stop and to say, we need to focus on how are we as a family? How are we religiously? Is someone keeping an eye on us? Is someone keeping an eye on to make sure we don't kind of just float away with the culture and the environment that we're living in, but to really focus on what we're supposed to be doing? And some of you may have a Yaakov in your family. Could be your father, could be your mother, could be your older siblings. But I have a feeling that a lot of you could use a Yaakov. And I have a feeling that a lot of you would make a really good Yaakov for your family. And all I want to ask is very simple. Many of you have been here for almost a year. Some of you perhaps a third of a year. Have you had any religious impact on your immediate family? Have you given one Dvar Torah? Have you helped one family member change a perspective about Judaism, about God, about Israel? Have you shared anything? Are your younger siblings more likely or less likely to come to yeshiva? Or that's not even on their radar and they actually have no clue what you're doing here? Do your siblings know that you're learning Torah all day? Do your parents know you're on minyan three times a day? Do you share with them? Have you helped their religious journey? And have you helped them shift their perspectives as well? And that's the question. Can we be Yaakov to our family? And I would just say that today is our Yom Iyun on women, on feminism. From past experience, being that we've been doing this every single year, this is very often a highlight of many people's year and something that's extremely memorable. I'm inviting and challenging all of you. Write down a note or two by the end of the day about what something you're going to share with your mother. What's something that you heard, a perspective, a thought, an idea you're going to share with your sister. What thought you're going to share with different family members. And perhaps it'll be a good way to start our process of becoming the Yaakov Avinu in all of us. Have a good day.